State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. The latest Kids Count data is out, and it shows that roughly 11,000 teens gave birth in Michigan in 2010. Now, statistically speaking, teen parents are more likely to drop out of high school, and their children are more likely to wind up in prison. But it doesn't have to be like that. For our State of Opportunity project, a former teen mom named Jacquise Purifoy tells us how she was able to defy expectations. Here's her story.
Do you remember your first time? I do. I was 13, and I got pregnant the first time I had sex. I was too afraid to tell my mother, four brothers, and even my daughter's father, out of fear of what would happen. That meant no prenatal medicine, no routine doctor's visits. The night before I gave birth, I went to basketball practice. On April 8, 1996, my daughter Jasmine was born while I was still in the eighth grade at Joy Middle School in Detroit. In a hospital, my mother, who worked as a bus driver for 30 years, made me promise I would graduate from high school and then college. She told me people would expect me to fail, to keep popping out more babies. So I made up my mind then and there to be more than a statistic. My mother and I shook hands on it in the hospital room. See, my father died when I was 3 years old, so my mother raised me as a single mom who was hell-bent on resilience, determination, and self-reliance. She always pushed me to go further and to expect the best. When it came to school, the rule in our house was, you didn't have to like a particular subject, but you better come home with an A. The drive my mother instilled in me only got stronger after I had Jasmine. I was determined to show the world that my motivation to succeed was heightened because now I had to live as if my daughter's life depended on it. Because it did. Even though Jasmine was born with a rare heart condition, a coronary fistula, I remained on the honor roll for all 4 years in high school. She had open heart surgery during finals week when I was in the 10th grade. Yet I was still inducted into the National Honor Society that year. I had a part-time job on top of parenting and was the captain of the basketball and softball teams. I graduated high school as the salutatorian of my class. You can bet that was a new first for me and my high school. But all that was a cinch compared to how challenging it would be to continue to raise Jasmine when I went to college at the University of Michigan. I was the only student in my dorm with a kid, working to balance a full-time schedule while acclimating to college life. In English, there were 31 books on the syllabus, most of them reviewed for my fellow classmates. Not me. They were all more first. I literally had to stay up all night to finish this class's readings, while also making sure that my daughter's needs were taken care of. I graduated in under 4 years with a double major in English and American culture. My daughter's first time in a big house was for commencement. She watched me get my degree, the first one in my family to finish college, and saw the culmination of all the tears, temporary setbacks, and successes. Today, I'm an attorney, a far cry from the scared pregnant eighth grader I once was. U of M challenged me to be more comfortable in my own skin, to be proud that I was from Detroit, to accept I was a single mother. Today, I celebrate not just first, but seconds. In the fall of 2014, Jasmine will begin her college experience, hopefully at U of M, but if not, then at Spelman College, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, or Princeton University, where she'll continue to work to be resilient, hardworking, and compassionate about serving others first. My journey started out with first, with bucking a trend and not becoming just another statistic. And today, my success is generational.
That was Jacquise Purifoy. A version of her essay first appeared in U of M's LSA magazine. I'm Jennifer Guerra.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.
Thank you.